quarterback Brian Hoyer here on a Thursday. And Brian Malik gets a start, so you come in a different situation. Both you guys, very crisp last week, and you really spread the ball around well. Mm-hmm. Is that one of the key things maybe that is not talked about enough, that you hit so many different receivers?
I think we have such a good group of not only receivers, skill players in general, tight ends, running backs, obviously the receiver group. So, you know, for me on one drive, you know, hit three different guys for really three, you know, two third down conversions, one of them being a touchdown and then a two-point conversion to Hop. I mean, you know, as I think back to it, I definitely could have even hit Hop on the first one. So, you know, you definitely in this offense as a quarterback, you kind of want to be that point guard mentality and try to get it to the open guy. And our coaches do a good job of, you know, teaching it up to us to go through our reads.
You bring up that could have been throw to Hop, but couldn't you do that on every single play if you look at it in retrospect?
Sure. I mean, he's super talented. And
I'm not just saying with just him. I'm saying other receivers in general.
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, you know, with that drive, I look back to those plays, you know, four pass plays. Really, I had guys open on all of them, and it's just a matter of executing and getting them the ball and then letting them do their things after that.
How much trickier, if it is at all, is it throwing to the guys who are twos and threes as opposed to ones?
It's not, because, you know, the situation that we've been in throughout camp and even going back to OTA's minicamp, you know, we're throwing with all these guys. So depending on the day, you may throw to Hopkins, you may throw to Easy, you may throw to the rookies. So it doesn't really matter. They're all working hard. They all do a great job, you know, trying to learn the system, you know, perfect the system, really. And the good thing with our group of you know, quarterbacks and skill players is, you know, we're always talking about, hey, on this play, what do you think? What could you have done? Hey, maybe I'm thinking on this route, you know, give them a juke outside and come back in. So there's a lot of open communication, and you know, so we're all pretty much on the same page.
How much growth have you seen because of that communication? Because I imagine as a quarterback having to, you know, help run this offense, you've seen some of that, haven't you?
Yeah, it's definitely gotten better. It's got a long way to go. But like I said, I think the good thing that we have is people who are willing to work and people who are willing to, you know, put the time in and communicate and, you know, listen and speak freely. I think that's the big thing is, you know, because I may think one thing, I've never run a route in my life. So the receiver might say, you're crazy, I can't do that. So, you know, it's good to be able to have those open lines of communication.
Last thing, how great is it that camp has broken? Camp is over.
Is it?
I think it is. I mean, you guys are.
I hope. If it is, you're giving me good news. So, you know, we'll see. This is my seventh training camp, and usually right around this time, it's kind of those days you got to grind out because you've been in for about 2.5 weeks. You got your first game. You got the second game coming up. So, you know, I'm not a stranger to that feeling. But, you know, we've been out here working hard and getting a lot of good work in.
I must be misinformed. So, if camp is not over, what's the one thing you must pack to bring to training camp? J.J. Watt said a feather bed. Jonathan Joseph said candy. What is the most important thing to pack?
My pillow, definitely. I got a special pillow I like. And then ever since, you know, I had a knee injury a few years ago, I always bring my, you know, my stuff to recover from my legs. So I never had that problem before. But now I got, you know, all the compression, the ice machines, and I realize how, you know, great those are now after those long training camp days.
Brian, thanks so much. Good luck on Saturday.
All right, thank you.